This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, it's great again to bring you Saturday Magazine. As president of Joy and lead host of SatMag, I want to thank all of those folk who are staffing our vaccination clinics. They're doing an incredible job under very difficult circumstances. Thank you to all of you. You're making a difference. I take off my hat to you. The No Browsing Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne, and in fact around the world, and I want to make a correction, not just the testing clinics, the vaccination clinics and the treatment clinics, every single person, all of you who are working there, thank you. So you are listening to Saturday Magazine, available around the world and on podcast and of course on your phone. It is the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. Not Joy FM. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and question show. We always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. This is progressive, independent, current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us and for us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for SatMag is the voice of reason and generally the nicest person on the show, unless, of course, he encounters some ratbag with talking points. Tass, how are you?
Good morning, Macca. I like being a nice person.
You are a nice person.
Thank you. That's lovely of you. So are you, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Amongst all the bark, you know, the bark, you're very nice.
That's right. Don't tell me. Just print it and circulate it. And we've also got Paul. He's multitasking on panel. Gordon is getting ready to do our podcast. Fiona is somewhere today. Let's get on with it. And I'd like to single out every single person out there who's listening to say, set yourself a task this weekend. Reach out to your friends and family and check how they are. Obviously, you can't visit, but you can ring or Zoom them. And we're all in this together. So do that. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. How are you doing?
Look, I'm pretty good. We're actually in a different studio today.
We are. So
we're actually in what we call the treehouse. So there are trees actually outside.
Peppercorn trees, Macca.
Peppercorn trees, yeah. Outside the windows, and we can see out onto the street and the car park.
And it's just so lovely and light.
It is lovely and light.
The sun's streaming through, and you can see the trees. And it's a new studio, and it feels really good.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. It's sad that the place is empty. And it's just you and I?
Well, you know, we're here, we're well.
We're proud.
And we're proud. And we're in the Pride Centre. And, you know, look, things will get better.
Of course they will.
We will get to that 70 and 80%. I'm looking forward to the increased freedoms that those who have made the decision to vaccinate are going to get. That have two vaxxers that are going to get additional freedoms. I support that. People that haven't vaccinated, that's their choice. That's their right. Okay? But it's also my right not to share space with them.
They could also say the same about you.
And some would. Some would.
This is a very divisive debate, isn't it?
It is.
And it's dividing families, it's dividing communities, it's dividing governments, it's dividing a whole lot of people.
Mm.
I find it incredibly unhealthy, to be honest.
It's a very unpleasant debate, so let's...
Do you have any anti-vaxxers in your personal network, Macca?
Yes.
Mm, so do I.
But unfortunately, they're no longer on my phone.
Yes, well, sometimes it's easier to do that.
Well, you know, when I walk along the street, I avoid treading in the dog turds.
Macca, you've got a message here from 317 that I think you need to read. It's very funny, actually.
Hang on, let me have a look.
No, you're not reading that.
Well, it's actually in reference to a media story that's made.
Yeah, look, I do have. I'm sorry, I do have to talk about. And I didn't, you know, not being absolutely possessed by football and influencers and everything, I didn't really know what a wag was, you know. But it's a wife and girlfriend.
Well, I didn't know who the person was.
Well, either did I. Anyway,
that's because you are not you and I are not connected to popular culture, Macca.
Well, not that sort of popular culture. So. And it was alleged that this person had sniffed a white powder. A lot of the chat on Twitter was, yeah, but it was on a $1.50 Kmart plate. But, you know, oh, yes, look, I'm sorry, I didn't meet community expectations, you know, like, I'm really sorry, I'll do better. Tell that to Victoria Police. One, when they say, why were you having an illegal gathering and what were you doing? But it was a friend of hers.
You read it in great detail,
that Macca. Mistakenly posted the video.
Mistakenly? How can you mistakenly post a video like that?
You know, like, really? Hello.
And so, Macca, you have no idea who this celebrity is?
Well, only that when I read the article and then, you know, there was a link to that this person supports or was encouraging another thing about children and mental health and stuff like that. And there are some links there back to the opposition.
Yes.
But, look, that's okay. I just like, oh, look, I'm sorry, Dale. I posted this up on Instagram. Really?
Hey, we have a message here from Yanni who also says that there are plenty of anti-vaxxers within Melbourne's ethnic communities. And he says that being of Greek background. Yanni, I concur with you.
He does.
It's not just confined to our people of non-English speaking
And background. Another message that they can only afford the plate as they spend so much money on designer bags.
Oh, the messages are coming in thick and fast.
It's called the it's called the shadow pandemic.
Look, we love this, and Macca and I are really looking forward to the day when we can trial talkback
radio.
We will.
And 317, you are going to have to be our first caller. You realise that when we do talkback.
That's non-negotiable.
That's non-negotiable. Okay. You can mask your voice, whatever.
Now, come on, Macca. Very quickly, what are we doing today, and then what's your key message?
My key message, there's two messages. Thank you to everyone who works at the front line of COVID. Right? You're saving lives. The impact on your lives is...
Please include paramedics and police in that as
everyone
well. Everyone
who's working at the front line.
Yep.
Everyone.
Yep.
And, you know, I understand. I know the impact. So, thank you. Also, reach out to a friend or a relative that you haven't spoken to in a couple of days. Let's set that as the benchmark. Give them a Zoom or give them a call. Right? Check they're okay. Really important.
Be kind.
And be kind. Now, something else whet my appetite this week. Yeah, we'll get to who we're talking to in a minute. I saw Dr. Ziggy Switkowski, nuclear scientist, physicist, and...
Former boss of Telstra?
Yes, and I actually was at Optus when he was there. And anyway, there's a bit of dissent at RMIT where he's the chancellor and the staff are saying you can't, and he's the newly appointed board chair of Crown Casino, and they're saying that the values of the university are not consistent with gambling. They don't support gambling, so they're saying that he should step down from RMIT as chancellor.
I hadn't heard that, Macca. It's very interesting.
So number one, Crown Casino, I am not a supporter of Crown Casino. I'm not a supporter of the sort of dangerous, awful, predatory gambling that goes on there and that is sanctioned by them. I don't support money laundering and all the things they've been accused of. But I say, I agree with the staff of RMIT University. How can you be Chancellor of the University and then be board chair of an organisation that basically lives off people's misery and their addictions?
One of our listeners says, Macca, there's a conflict of interest there.
Oh, it's more than a conflict.
Is it a conflict of interest in the way in which conflicts of interest are defined?
I think so. I think so.
Might be a conflict of values, perhaps.
And a message here alluding to the Kmart plate incident. Why would you photograph or video people doing something illegal and then then mistakenly post it? Well, probably because you weren't aware of what you were doing. Anyway, yes, so Ziggy, I agree with the staff of RMIT. I think it is a conflict of interest. And as a matter of interest, Joy does not accept gambling sponsorship.
And what about tobacco sponsorship, Macca?
Same.
Liquor sponsorship?
I think probably it's a fraction blurred there because we, as other community organisations, have accepted the provision of alcohol for some events. I wouldn't call it sponsorship, but yeah, look, it's probably a thin line. And I think I'd much prefer, you know, look, my view is if a product is legal, you should be able to advertise it, but it must be within certain constraints. Now, I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me there, and as a smoker, people will say,
sponsorship, advertising, same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Macca, I think you've got somebody who's aligned with your views here. Michelle from RMIT, who says they are a staff member, agree with you, it's wrong. RMIT has lost its way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you often in life don't get...
Paul's waving at us, Macca.
You often don't get the opportunity to do the right thing. RMIT is a very respected organisation. It's a leader in education. It's a leader in the setting of standards. And I think it's inconsistent with that for the Chancellor of RMIT to be the chair of Crown. You can do one or the other.
It's a conflict of values.
Oh, it's just wrong.
Now, Macca, we need to take a very short break. Otherwise, our supporters and sponsors will get cranky with us, as will our panellist, Paul. And we will come back straight after the break with our interview with our first guest this morning.
With Sally Capp, then with Georgie Crozier, the opposition shadow spokesperson for health, then Harriet Shing after 11 o'clock, then Tass's really looking forward to this, John Safran.
Yes.
Definitely a good rat bag, in my opinion. Then Joe Ball, CEO of Switchboard, and then Bill Botel from the Kirby Institute at University of New South Wales.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.